Good morning, peeps. Good morning. Anybody out there proud? Everybody proud? We're proud. Absolutely. Obviously, this sermon came to me from after reflection a little bit about this month of June. Most of us, well, actually a lot of us this morning are out. Down getting ready for the Pride Festival, and there were festivities, have been festivities all month, and it got me thinking about pride, the word, proud and pride. And obviously, I mean, to me, this month just encapsulates how we all come together, no matter who you are, to celebrate God's diversity, right? Because if you were all like me, it would be so boring around here. There'd only be sports and music. Okay, some people are like, oh, okay, yeah. There's some people that aren't like that, Deb. Just so you know. But I love bird watching. Anybody? Yeah, okay. But I love this month just because it's about everybody. To me, it's about everybody. And being and celebrating and being proud of who God has made us to be. Right? Everybody agrees with that. Right. So we spend this month talking and supporting each other and recognizing the differences in God's creation. But sometimes the word pride can be bad. Do we understand that? Okay, good. Because we're going to talk a little bit about that and how to keep it in a healthy way this morning. Because as I was looking and preparing and looking at the definition of pride and thinking about things, I think there's a right mix of humility and proudness that come together to make pride. It's a nice little balancing act as far as I can tell. And I could relate a little bit to when I played basketball back in the day when I had a body that could do that and get out of bed the next morning. But when I played basketball, when I stepped on the court, I had to be assured that my skills were top-notch. Like, I had to think, and my mom is here, so you can ask her if this is how I was. But I had to think, I was not bad, I was pretty good. And when I stepped on the court, though, I had to think that I was the best out there. Like, your mental state when you're playing a sport is, I'm the best one out here. There's 9 other girls on this court right now, and I'm crushing all of them, right? Especially the other 5 that's the opponent. But if I went out on the basketball court and just said, give me the ball and I'm going to do everything by myself, it's not going to go very well. So you have to be proud and understand the gifts and talents God's given you, but you also have to understand that, much like life, basketball is a team sport. And you need other people in your life. And I had 4 other teammates that, if I played basketball right, their gifts and talents would be maximized as well as mine. And everyone would win. Hopefully we'd come home with a victory that day, right? It's a perfect balancing act and mix of being proud and knowing what you're really good at and this is awesome. I'm awesome. But not too much because you got to have that right mix of humility. You understand where I'm going with that? Okay. Today I want to talk about that. The delicate mix that we have to be, and I titled the sermon, Humbly Proud. We have to be humbly proud people. I wanted to share with you the definition of proud that I looked up. Proud, being proud, is having or showing a high or excessively high opinion of oneself or one's importance. So having a high opinion is good, but that excessively high sometimes is where we get in trouble, right? That's where the balance is going to come in here in a minute. So I think if we're humbly proud people, we have just the right amount of opinion about ourselves and our importance. We don't want it to be too inflated, right? You guys with me? Okay. When we get the right opinion of ourselves and what happens is that opinion, or when we get, sometimes we get an overinflated opinion of ourselves, and that's where we can go wrong. And we can see this, guess where? In the Bible. That's right, there's a story we're going to go to today out of 2 Chronicles. Deb's on fire today. 2 Chronicles 26 is a story I want to read today to kind of show what happens when we get a little bit too inflated about ourselves and what the mix is. I haven't told you yet, but hopefully you'll understand here in a minute what the mix is to make sure that we are humbly proud people. So 2 Chronicles 26, we're going to talk about a king of Judah whose name was Uzziah. Okay, I'm going to start in 3 and read almost this whole story to the end. And we'll see what happens to this guy and what pride does, being proud. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king. 16? Good luck to you, buddy. And he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. Yeah, his mother's name was Jecoliah. Yeah, that's good. She was from Jerusalem. Sometimes I just make this stuff up as I go along. How to say it, whatever. He had a mom. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. Precursor. He went to war against the Philistines and broke down the walls of Gath, Jebna, and Ashdod. I think I crushed those names. He then rebuilt towns near Ashdod and elsewhere among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabs who lived in Gerbal and against the Meunites. That's right. The Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread as far as the border of Egypt because he had become very powerful. All the meanwhile, his focus is on God. Let's not forget this. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the angle of the wall, and he fortified them. He also built towers in the desert and dug many cisterns because he had much livestock in the foothills and in the plain. He had people working in his fields and vineyards in the hills and in the fertile lands, for he loved the soil. He had a well-trained army, ready to go out by divisions according to their numbers, as mustered by somebody, the secretary of somebody else, the officer under the direction of Hananiah, one of the royal officials. The total number of family leaders over the fighting men was 2,600, and under their command was an army of 307,500 men trained for war, a powerful force to support the king against his enemies. Uzziah provided shields, spears, helmets, coats of armor, bows, and sling stones for the entire army. In Jerusalem, he made machines designed by skillful men for use on the towers and on the corner defenses to shoot arrows and hurl large stones. His fame spread far and wide, for it was greatly helped until he became powerful. For he was greatly helped until he became powerful by God. Yeah. Okay, so up to this point, let's just summarize. This guy is rocking it, right? He is running a kingdom. He's 16, and he is crushing it. He has a super big army ready to go at any time to protect him and property. He's rebuilt towns. He built up his army, and he fortified Jerusalem. So this is like a big deal. He fortified things on the corners of the city so they could throw stones and hurl things at enemies as they're coming at him. He was an inventor. He thought of things. He was... He made sure the livestock out in the desert got water by cisterns. I mean, he was an agriculturalist. He was a great leader and a person that could see and do things. What do you call that? A visionary. That's it. He was a visionary. Thank you. My words are coming slowly today. So he's a visionary. This guy was leading this group of people, and he was killing it. I would think, I'm pretty proud of him. You guys proud of him? He think he was proud of himself? I mean, yeah, right? Look at all this stuff that he did. Pretty awesome. But verse 16, we see a but. And this is a bad one in the Bible. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. Eek. Uh-oh. He was unfaithful to God, to the Lord his God. Uh-oh. And entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Azariah, the priest, with 80 other courageous priests of the Lord, followed him in. 80. They confronted him and said, "It's not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary because you've been unfaithful, and you will not be honored by the Lord God." Uzziah, who had a censer in his hand, ready to burn the incense, became incensed. Thank you. Angry. He became angry. While he was raging at the priests in their presence before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, leprosy broke out on his forehead. When Azariah, the chief priest, and the other priests looked at him, they saw that he had leprosy on his forehead, so they hurried him out. Indeed, he himself was eager to leave because the Lord had afflicted him. Right there on the spot. Wowza. King Uzziah had leprosy until the day he died. He lived in a separate house, leprous and excluded from the temple of the Lord. Jotham, his son, had charge of the palace and governed the people of the land. Wow, what a turn of events we have had. Verse 16 would be that ominous music then now that comes in. And he made a really bad choice, didn't he? He became proud. The Bible tells us that his pride led to his downfall. At this point in time, he thinks he can do everything by himself. He is on top of the world, and he has forgotten God. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God, is what the scripture tells us. He totally forgot about God and said, oh, look at me, all this wonderful stuff that I've done and all these magnificent things I've done for my people. I'm going to go take care of burning the incense in the temple. That was a big time no-no. God did not want it set up like that. He gave that specific instruction for Uzziah's teammates, if you will, the priests, the descendants of Aaron, were supposed to take care of that. And he basically is like, oh, whatever, I don't need you guys. Look at me. He had an overinflated sense of himself and of his importance. We have to be humbly proud people, which means we have to do the opposite of this guy, Uzziah. We have to keep God in the mix. It all turned when he decided, I'm not going to follow God anymore. We are supposed to be proud people. I'm very proud of who I am, what I've done, my family, friends, this church. But it's all because of God. Do you get that? That's where we have to make sure that we don't lose. We have to keep that. We have to make sure that we know and not lose the source of what we have. Because the source isn't us at all. You guys agree with that, right? The source is God himself. And Uzziah lost it. And then, oh, so tragic. He was doing so good. And then he gets leprosy. Everybody know what leprosy is and like how bad it was back in biblical times? It was horrible. He's like cast out for the rest of his life. He's done all this stuff with God in the mix. He makes a bad mistake, gets way too overconfident of himself, and then has a tragic event. That's super sad what happened. But the right ratio and the right mix of pride is to make sure God is in it. We are made in God's image. We're all created by him. He's proud of us. He died for us. He sent Jesus to die for us. We should all be proud of that, right? But we have to remember that he's the source of all that, not us. When we forget that, we have pride that's overinflated and not good. And it's going to, you know, Uzziah got leprosy, but it's going to show up in different ways for the rest of us when we take God out of the mix of our life. Proverbs 16:18, if you've not read Proverbs, you probably should. It's pretty awesome. Proverbs 16:18 in the New Good News Translation says, pride leads to destruction and arrogance to downfall. You guys have heard that before, maybe? Pride leads to destruction. Arrogance, which is, I looked that up to make sure I knew what I was talking about, is an attitude of superiority. So we think too much of ourselves and we think we're superior. That leads to our destruction and our downfall. And sometimes we can think we know everything better than everybody else, including who? God. We have to admit that to ourselves sometimes. We think, oh no, God, I got this. Don't worry about it. I can handle everything. We take God out of it, and that's going to lead to our destruction. We have to have an appropriate amount of pride. Be proudful, people. I'm not saying not to be proud, because we should be. But when we have too much pride without God in it, it leads to our destruction. We have to always continuously seek God in everything. And we have to be people that really are proud about who God is in us, what God has given us, what God has done for us. That's the pride that we need to show this world. I think the world sees a lot of bad pride. Do you agree? We need to show this world great pride, which is we are who we are and we have done what we have done. And we have what we have because God is the source of that for us. When we do that, and have him in the mix, in the equation, if you will, we can be humbly proud people. Do we want to be humbly proud individuals and a humbly proud church? I sure hope so. Let's be a church full of humbly proud people, showing how awesome we are because we have God in our lives and God in our equation. That's what the world needs. They need to plug that in. So be proud people and be humbly proud, okay? All right.